All right, so breakfast pizza, what's that about?
So, you know, we make everything with a sourdough crust, and it's like having sourdough toast with either bacon or sausage and an egg, and we put some spinach on there, a little bit of cheese.
So it's like, good. So it's like a little small pizza crust, essentially, with breakfast toppings.
Exactly.
Wow, it sounds
and
great.
And the egg, you know, we kind of do it like a over easy.
And are you starting that right now, or is that was that last weekend, or when's that starting?
Yeah, we've been started last weekend.
All right, and so how much does a breakfast pizza cost? Right, the menu is $14 for breakfast pizza.
$14, and it, you know, you get a choice of either sausage or bacon.
And can you order a breakfast pizza any time of day?
we actually were, you know, most people do it in the morning.
Right.
You can get it any time, right. Really, but we were thinking like 2 o'clock we'd stop it, but it really, if you wanted a breakfast pizza, it's super easy to
right.
make.
It sounds really good. Has it been very popular?
Yeah, it has.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right, yeah. You know, I've never actually even heard of a breakfast pizza in my life. This is like the first
it's
time.
It's super good. It, like I said, it's just like having sourdough toast and bacon and eggs, you know. It's
all right.
A really nice flavor, and the crust is super thin. So it's crunchy, you know, it's good. It's
I'm gonna delicious. Have to come back and try some breakfast pizza. Now, I also heard in that Good Times article that you're trying to do like a gluten free.
Yeah, very unsuccessful. it's really hard to find a gluten free crust. Like, I've tried probably 5 or 6 now, and it's like eating cardboard, you know, it's really not that great. But I'm still working on it, I'm still trying to find something good. I've had a few customers come in and say, you know, they had this crust in San Diego and it was awesome, and they're going to get the name for me, but they haven't gotten back to me yet. So
right,
I'd love
on.
To find out what it is. What we've tried doesn't. This oven runs about 650, 700 degrees.
Uh huh.
So it's really difficult to. Like, I tried the cauliflower crust and it just basically fell apart in there because it's just too hot.
Too hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It fell apart on the top and burnt on the bottom. So it's just, you know, it's.
Right.
It's. I.
So where'd your pizza oven come from? Is that like a special custom thing, or?
It's out of Watsonville,
uh-huh.
Giani, and it's, of course I'm probably saying that wrong, and it's, they sell them all over the place. They have actually, they're moving their warehouse up to, I think it's up to the wine country somewhere, and it's a great oven. It's the largest one they make. It's a 60-inch.
Right.
You can throw about 6 or 7 pies in there at one time.
So that sounds like, what, 12, 15 pies an hour?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good production.
Well, making it and cooking it takes about probably 7 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Depending on which one they're making.
So do you guys toss your pizzas, or are they all rolled out, or?
No, we toss everything.
So, you know, I've tried doing that. It's pretty hard. You guys have, like, classes here for your employees? Is that something like a...
You know, it's
definitely a learned skill, right?
Yeah, it's kind of trial and error. But most of them, it's pretty easy once you learn it.
Right, once you get the hang of it.
Yeah.
Right.
And spinning them in the oven, you got to control it by spinning it and moving it all the time. So you got to be really on your game.
Right. Have you been making pizzas a long time, like yourself at home? I mean, because you don't have pizza next door, right? This is a brand new adventure, huh?
Brand new, but it seems to be working out because everybody's loving it. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right on. So, see here, I see also you have some portobello mushrooms here. Do you guys have other stuff
trying
that you, like, you bring surprises in once in a while? Or?
Well, you know, I'm just trying to see what the public wants. So, those are actually stuffed with a little bit of breadcrumbs, garlic, onion, gorgonzola cheese.
Uh-huh.
And some, like a little bit of a breading topping. So we heat them up in the oven.
Right, right.
Really
okay.
good.
Right. So you think you might ever have like breakfast burritos or bagels or anything like that? Or is it?
We have bagels.
You do have bagels.
Breakfast burritos, we're, you know, the thing is, I love my neighbors.
Right.
You know, and Pixies, he's got
breakfast burritos.
Burritos going on.
Right.
And you know, I don't really want to take away from his business.
Right,
so
sure.
I'm kind of a different avenue here. You
right,
know,
okay.
You can get other stuff here. And
right.
If you want a burrito, you can go to his.
Right, place. Something unusual like the portobello stuffed mushrooms or the breakfast pizza, which is really innovative, I think.
Yeah, and every morning we do bacon and egg croissants, stuffed croissants.
Do. Okay, right here.
We
huh?
also do.
How much are those? How much is a bacon and egg stuffed croissant?
It's $5.
$5. Is that on the menu? Yeah, I haven't seen the menu before.
It is on the menu somewhere.
Oh, bacon and egg croissant, $5.
There
yeah,
go.
There it is. Okay.
And then we also do on Saturdays and Sundays, we do biscuits and gravy.
Okay. Oh, wow, really?
And that's,
wow, that sounds great. I love biscuits
yeah,
and gravy.
Yeah, it's really good. And then also, we take those biscuits and we make ham and egg sandwiches with us.
Oh, really?
So there is a few choices. places of
right,
breakfast.
Right, right. Sounds exciting. So how long have you been open for exactly now? You've been open for like 2 months or?
2 months on Monday.
2 months on Monday, right. Yeah. So is it like a runaway success? I mean, how's your Instagram campaign going?
It's going pretty well. There's some great pictures on there.
Right, I put one on there the other day of, of my kid holding a cup down the street.
Oh yeah, we actually extended it because in the beginning we didn't have that many people, but now all of a sudden people are really going
right,
out and putting
right.
it on. So she extended it. Sol, who manages for me, I have two managers. I have Quinn and Sol, and she handles that Instagram.
So when does the campaign end now? When is the contest over?
I can't tell you right this second. June 5th.
Oh, here I am. June 5th. All right. Well, that's actually tomorrow, right?
Yeah, so tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay, great.
So we'll see if you're the big winner.
Right. Let's hope so. Let's hope so. All right. So anything you think that
we
people...
We make all the pastries here.
Uh-huh.
You know, the
all
Cafe
the pastries,
Rio.
Right. They're made right next door, though.
Right next door at Cafe Rio.
They're all here. What time do you guys get up in the morning to start making pastries?
They get here at 6.
Oh,
sometimes 5.
Sometimes 5, right.
Depending on what we need to get done. But all the muffins are made, all the desserts, all the cookies, all the cakes, all the salads.
Do you guys do
eggs,
catering?
We do stuffed
eggs. Do you guys do catering, anything like that?
Do you
deliver?
We don't deliver yet. And I don't know where I'm going to go with that yet.
Right. Okay. But catering?
You know, that's a possibility. It's kind of, I don't really have the equipment to transport pizzas and that kind of
right,
thing.
Right, right.
You know, we could probably do something. We just haven't
right.
been approached yet.
Right. Because your pizza is really good. When we were here the other day, we had that pizza. I mean, the crust was like, I mean, I'm a big crust guy. That crust was just delicious. It
good.
Was really
Yeah, we have
really
a 100-year-old starter.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Maybe that's the difference. I don't know.
Yeah, it's 100 years old.
Right. Well, that's great. Maybe you'll have a booming business here, I think, with the pizza once people get to
I'm
realize,
hoping.
You know, that's a really special crust. It's really good, you know.
Yeah,
it's
tasty.
So, okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it for our interview, huh? Anything else?
Thanks for not videotaping me.
You're welcome. All right. Well, that was good. I learned something.